From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. BP's chief executive may be out of a job soon. Several reports today say Tony Hayward will be replaced this week because of his handling of the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. An official announcement is possible as soon as tomorrow. This comes as operations to permanently plug the well start up again in the Gulf now that a tropical storm system is no longer a threat. Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen wouldn't confirm talk about a Hayward replacement, but did say such a move would not change his priorities.
My job as a National Incident Commander is to focus on unity of effort and making sure that BP is a responsible party, adheres to the guidance that's been provided, and I'll continue to do that regardless of who is in charge or who I work with.
Allen says an effort to permanently plug the leak could start within the next several days. The Taliban is reportedly offering to exchange the body of a U.S. Navy sailor for insurgent prisoners. Two American Navy personnel went missing Friday in the eastern Afghanistan province of Logar. A Taliban spokesman says the other man is being held. Chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, says a massive search is underway for the men.
This is an unusual circumstance. And we will do all we can, everything we can. We've got a large number of forces focused on the return of these two individuals.
The BBC's John Loyne in Kabul has more on the ongoing search effort.
Two operations are now going on to try to recover the missing men. The first operation is a discreet negotiating process through tribal elders who say they know where they are. But at the same time, there's a massive sweep of the area by U.S. forces and Afghan police, calling people out from house to house with a loud hailer to try to find any information.
The BBC's John Loyne reporting from Kabul. Heavy rains collecting into eastern Iowa's Maquoketa River yesterday broke through an earthen dam, sending a wall of water sweeping downstream. Iowa Public Radio's Dean Bork says floodwater is eating away at approaches to the dam, gave several hours warning.
It was a spectacular sight, more than 100 people watching swirling waters cascading through a dam roadway approach, sweeping utility poles, boats and docks from Lake Delhi, and even igniting a bobbing propane tank, sending flames into the sky. But Delaware County emergency official Jack Klaus says the floodwaters spreading over downstream farm fields is generally sparing populated areas from feared flooding.
Lake Delhi has between 1,100 and 1,200 residential properties. The estimates are at least 50% of them have water in the first floor.
The 81-year-old dam, first built to generate electricity, is owned by Lake Delhi Recreation Cabin Owners. They say it'll be rebuilt. For NPR News, I'm Dean Borg in Iowa City, Iowa.
Residents in Illinois are also surveying damage from weekend storms. This is NPR News. Venezuela's president is threatening to cut oil supplies to the U.S. Hugo Chavez says that'll happen if there's a military attack from Colombia as tensions rise over charges that Venezuela's harboring Colombian rebels. Chavez broke off diplomatic relations with Colombia last week over the claims of the outgoing president there, a close ally of the U.S. The death toll from a stampede at an outdoor music festival in the western German city of Duisburg rose to 19 today, with several hundred others injured. As NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, one of the organizers of the festival, known as the Love Parade, says the event will never be held again.
The stampede at the music festival has angered and shocked many Germans. Some are asking why hundreds of thousands of partygoers were funneled through one tunnel underpass to the festival grounds. Overcrowding there sparked a stampede that killed 19 people. The head of one of Germany's main police unions told the newspaper Bild that the union warned more than a year ago that the city of Duisburg was an unacceptable site for the Love Parade, which attracts enormous crowds. For a long time, it was held in Berlin, but in recent years has moved to various cities in a western region of Germany. Today, Rainer Schaller, a main organizer of the festival, told a news conference, "It's over for the Love Parade. The festival was always happy and peaceful," he said, "but would now forever be overshadowed by this year's deadly stampede." Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
Alberto Contador is cycling's new superstar. The 27-year-old Spaniard won his third Tour de France today in 4 years. He was able to hold off his challenger, Andy Schleck. He was 39 seconds behind. Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.